Last time we saw that there's a mitzvah to build the Mishkan Pnimi L'chol HaDoiros V'chein Ta'aseh L'Doiros. And if Nefesh HaChaim says that mitzvah to build the Mishkan Pnimi is Nogea B'chol Dor V'Dor V'Nogea L'Kol Echod V'Echod. Heichal Hashem Heimo, Heichal Hashem Heimo, says the Novi. V'shochanti v'soichom v'soich leiv kol echod v'echod. The Ike Shechina is v'soich leiv kol echod v'echod. The last time we saw the Indian of Eidus, Mishkan HaEidus, the Rambans who saw that the Shechina that was showing on Har Sinai was Be'etzim showing in the Oil Moed, and how we can emulate that in the Hemshech, in the Doiros. There's a big mile in Ibiyah. Because in Ibiyah you can learn Pashas Vayakel and Pashas Pikudei, and you don't come normally in a normal year, come Sabbath to Purim, and they get swallowed up with Purim, and you always the Oyved is trying to make it himself for the Avodas Hayoy, he's putting his koiches into the learning the Megillah. Kisisa, such a long parasha, very, very long parasha, very, very shvera parasha. Not just the Egel, but the Hemshech, the soft of the parasha, very, very shvera. The Rabban says you can only understand the soft of the parasha, Hemshech of the parasha, Viterech. Libi is Satur of their soy. They are a shver parsha. Kaz Vayakel Pikude, it's quite long. Then the person looks, he's busy with the Megillah, and he looks, Vayakel Pikude, he's come up to Rashi, he's good, yeah, it's a chazor of Truma, Tetzave, Shoin, you go through, Yoitzazai, you know, you're half Shika, you're not Shika, Yoitzazai, Vayakel Pikude, he comes to Ibiyah, you can learn Vayakel, Vayakel, and then there's Pikude. We can actually think about what Rosh Neida. And you see, there's Meredith Gezachen here. A person who knows the Shtikl Dikduk realizes that there's something very strange here. And it's a big problem, Rabbi Yisai, if a person doesn't know Dikduk. In English, people speak the language. So if they don't know grammar, in English grammar is a Meshuggah science anyway. But if you don't know the grammar of English, it's not so bad. Because for Sofia Shadavi, you know how to speak. And you'll know that he went, is Lashon Ova. And I will go, or he will go, is Lashon Asi. And he will go is referring to the third person, one person. We're talking grammar. They're talking to Yedda. It's not grammar, it's Yedda. They're talking to somebody else. And he's going to go in the future. He will go. And he went, he's talking about, yeah, the so he went somewhere. He comes to Lashon HaKodesh. People don't speak Lashon HaKodesh. We're talking about our oilam, unfortunately. Israeli kids who speak Lashon HaKodesh. And that's not true. Israeli kids who speak Hebrew. Well, Lashon HaKodesh. Hebrew is the language which has a lot of similarities. So, the Israeli kid, when he sees Halach, he's not going to make a mistake. He doesn't have to know exactly the grammar of it. He knows Halach means talking about Yenna, went somewhere. And he won't come, and he'll come along and say Halach means they will go, I will go, and all the different ways that people try and translate things and they try and guess because they've got no idea of what it means. So if you can't speak the language, the only way to learn properly, to be able to understand our Torah, is better to learn the language. How do you learn the language if you can't speak it? You have to learn the grammar. So you have to know the difference between Halach and Eilech, and Halachti and Halachta, and all the different stuff. Otherwise you can't learn the Torah. That's why I see so many times people translate psukim. They're all wrong. They say stupid things. They get mixed up with past and future, and Loshon Rabbim, Loshon Yochid, etc., etc. And you miss so much. You become don't understand what's going on. Anybody who knows Shtikul Loshon HaKodesh and understands Shtikul grammar. You see, there's something very strange in this pasuk. Ku meyitken. So ku is a tzivu. Take from them. Truma l'Hashem. Truma l'Hashem. Kol v'div leiv. Every div leiv, we'll see what that means. Kol v'div liboy. Yevi'eho eis truma s'Hashem. What's yevi'eho? Yevi'eho means we'll bring it. Es Trumas Hashem. Now, Es in Lashon HaKodesh means the thing. Not at all grammatically. The object. The Es means the thing that receives the pu'ula. In Lashon HaKodesh, as opposed to English, you can put the doer and the thing that's done in any seder. So you could say a marshal ways. David Hika David Hika Shlomo or Shlomo Hika David. And it's Lav Davke, you don't know whether David hit Shlomo or Shlomo hit David. So if you put S tells you it's the one who was hit. So you could put S David Hiko Shlomo or David Hiko S Shlomo. They're both valid. Might be slightly nuanced the what you put first. Maybe you bring the Madgish. S David Hiko Shlomo. Shlomo hit David. But in English, you have to say David hit Shlomo. If you say David hit Shlomo, then you know that David was the hitter, that Shlomo was the one who got the patch. But in Lashon HaKodesh, you don't know, so you have S. Yavi S Truma Hashem. You've got the bring, the Truma. The Truma is what you bring. The apostle called the div libo yevi'eho. Yevi'eho means you bring it. So what's es truma sashem? What's it mean? So it could be that's how the supporter learns. The es over here doesn't mean what I just told you. Es can also mean with. So we see, "Bunny Yavi Anadava Im Oisa Trumas Hashem Shein Anadava V Trumas Bekalugol Goyis." Yavi Eha, he should bring the Nedava, is Truvas Hashem together with the Truvas Hashem. What's the Truvas Hashem? The Machzis Hashem. That's one way of learning it. Oh, but it's not Poshut, because Ku Meitchem Truva Hashem, Kol Nedivni Bo Yivyehu, is Truvas Hashem. One second, the Truva Hashem, the first time you're telling me the Truva Hashem is the Nedava. Things that they gave without everybody being equal. And the second time you say Truva Hashem is the Machzis Hashekel. It's so schwer to learn like that. So the Rabban, first he says that Motzinu such a way. Kuba Yovi es Truva Hashem. Don't get so nervous about the hay. He says, Yovi Eho, we find the psukim which say should bring it the Truva Hashem. The Yovi Eho means the Truva Hashem. V'chein v'tiftach v'tireyu es hayeled. By Moshe Rabbeinu we find. Today, when Pasya opened the casket, v'tireyu es hayeled. She should say v'tireyu. Esayelit, she saw the child. Vatirehu, she saw him. Died. Who's the him? Esayelit. Of again, the Rabban says, "Vayt valderecho emes, who kemo yivieho im truvas Hashem." Derecho emes is to bring it with the truvas Hashem, which it. The hay here is referring to the truba ha'elyoina. Besoid v'yikhu li truba. Ukvap yirashti. Ulerabbi seinu medrash betavatiftach vatireyu es hayelet shero so ivo ishchin. Chazal say, what's vatireyu es hayelet? Hey vav vatirehu is not the shchin. Basi saw the Shechina together with Moshe Rabbeinu. Es hayeled with the yeled. Now the Rabban says in the Hakdamah that he says on Derech HaEmes, it's Derech HaKabod. And he gives an Azhara. He says, if you know what I'm talking about, you can learn it. If you don't know what I'm talking about, then don't learn it, don't say Pshetanach. So I'm telling you, I don't know what he's talking about. I don't know what he's talking about. Loizachisi to learn Kabbalah. So you'll tell me, so what are you doing? You're over the Azhara of the Rabban. And that's why I tell you, a lot of people are over that Azhara. I mean, lots of times people say, Aderech HaEmes, they explain the Rabban. So do I know if they're talking, if they know what they're talking about or not? Especially when you get Derech HaKabbalah. So the way that people talk, it sounds like they don't know what they're talking about. And then you don't know. Maybe they're also talking with their aside. So it's very easy, right? When you talk with their aside, you can say it's all aside. So you can say whatever you like in game base. You know what he's talking about. Don't know what he's talking about. I was once by a certain person, I won't say what or who or where, and I heard the Gansa Drosha. I didn't understand one word. And I asked the chassidim there, so what did he say? So they said, Heilige Sachen! Very holy things. I said, yeah, but what did he say? What are the things? No, you can't understand what he said. So that's an easy job. you say things, doesn't have to, one thing doesn't have to connect with the next, that everybody thinks you're saying Heilige Sachen, and you get away with everything. You can say this. Of a Libi Oveli, for the fact that he says, Rabbi Seder Medrash Matiftach Matereyu, Shirasa Imo Shechina, that Evshe the Biur to this Rabban is Alpi the Arachai Makodesh, over here. And if it's not, the Seder, so we'll learn the Arachai Makodesh. The Arachai Makodesh we can't understand. Zog de Arachai Makodesh Yivieho es Truvas Hashem Posuk Ze Mare Beetzma Ki Levad Hamurgesh Yesh Hamuska. Says the Arachai Makodesh, this Posuk is telling his claw that not only was there the physical things that they brought, there was something they brought with seichel, something which was intangible. V'hu by morom zal, ki maise hatruma muskel hi bechidas hashchina. The maise truma, the truma they're talking about, which the chayyur, the Ramban means when he says the truma el yoyna, means bechidas hashchina. Ki lo yikare truma hashem. The truma hashem says the orachayim hakadosh min shchina. Al yidei maise hatruma. Through the truma which they gave here, the physical truma which we gave in this world, yafil ba dova toiv v'yechabe oil bal yibayt. They made something happen, and they were mechabe the whole oil. The choir means that they were ma'achid ruchnius with gashmius shamayim v'oretz. V'ike harotzen b'maisa hu ha-muskal. And the ike, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted with this maisa, was the muskal. And that's what he said, they should bring it. Pirish, yavi lebechina hanelemes im trumas Hashem. They should bring the bechina hanelemes, the thing which is not so clear, not so physical, not nisgale clearly. The haidu shchina together with the trumas Hashem. Ubiya akosu, mihu asher yavi eho. And the pasuk is telling us who's going to bring the shechina. Yivieha means the shechina. He says, "Who's going to bring it?" Va'ama kol nediv liboy. Pirish ha'oy sedava minasiyas aleiv. How can you bring the shechina minadivas leiv? Asher yidvenu liboy letzad hisnoi arus haruchnis ha'shoychein beleiv becheshek hadava. Mitzad, the hisoyrus ruchnis that they had, that's how they bought the Shechina. And the Shechina, he says, is shoyre beleiv becheshek hadava, when you have a cheshek. And that is yafil v'muskal ne'elam. Aval im yavi atruma beloi nedivah slave, ein zepoel v'muskal. If they'll bring it without the nedivah slave, if they'll be mechoyim to bring it, and they'll be forced to bring it, there won't be Seichel, there won't be Mishkin. What's the Orach Chaim HaKadosh? Orach Chaim HaKadosh is saying a Meridiki Yisoyich Avoisai, which we could build our whole Avoidus Hashem on this Orach Chaim HaKadosh. Because this would build our Mishkan. V'shachanti v'soichon v'soichon leiv kol echot v'echot. V'nefesh ha'chayim v'perikdal is marich. That the ikar shechina is beleiv kol echot v'echot. What does it mean the shechina is beleiv? V'chei ta'asu l'doyri. What does it mean the shechina is v'soicheinu? Well, I'll ask you noch akasha. We understand a bissel, if we do, if somebody thinks about it, that building the Mishkan, they built a physical place. They brought the 13 sachem, which was necessary to build, and the Tzalon or Leo for the Chachmei Leiv, built the Kroshim, and the Yerioys, and the Kalim, and then that's what they did. And then the Shechina came. Shechina is the Chayra. Min HaShemayim. At the end of the Kudai, it says, Vayechas Ha'odin Es Oyel Moed, Chvoid HaShem Bale Es HaMishkot, Vayochel Moishe Lomel Oyel Moed, Kishochan Alav Ha'odin, Chvoid HaShem Bale Es HaMishkot. So the Chvoid HaShem Shechina came down from HaShem Yisborach. Ganan Hashem al Mishkan Yoyvov Eishti Yelayla Boil Eine Kol Beis Yisrael B'chol Maseh. We understand that in order to build a Mishkan, we built the physical part, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought the Anam, the Shechina. He did his part. But over here, it states So the Ramban is telling us, or the Orach Chaim HaKadosh is telling us, what the pasuk says, "Kru ve'itchem truva l'Hashem kol nidim libo yivi eha esrulas Hashem." Klal Yisrael brought the Shechina. Klal Yisrael brought the Shechina. He's saying that the Ike is the Muskal together with the physical thing, the Murgish. But they had to bring the Trumas Hashem is the Murgish, the physical things that they brought. And Moshe Rabbeinu told Klal Yisrael, you have to bring the Shechina. How do we bring the Shechina? We understand bringing the Shechina. We build a physical place, the Shechina comes. No, Shechina you be aha. Call the divnei, you be aha. Klal Yisrael had to bring the Shechina. But does the Orach Chaim? Ubi akosav mihu asher yivieha? Who's going to bring the Shechina? I'm going to call the divlimoi. Pirusha oisidava minasiyas halev. Asher yidvenu limoi letzad yisnoyos haruch nisashoichein belev becheshek adobo. Then it's yafil bemuska leelam. Aber im yomi atruma beloi the diva slave ain't zepoil bemuska. If you don't do it with the diva slave, you won't bring the Shechina. Then the diva slave brings the Shechina. What's the bio hadvari? Elamai. When you start to think what that medrash, which is Torah Shebaal Peh Mamish, we don't have this drasha, v'shochanti v'soicham v'soich leiv kol echot ve'echot, we don't have it in any body of printed chazal of medrashim that we know. It's brought in Svarim, later Svarim, a lot of places. It's Torah Shebaal Peh, still Torah Shebaal Peh. So as they think the beer is that God's Shmuel comes down into the lave kol echad ve'echad, but don't say this. Don't say you be aha. We have the Shechina. We have to bring it. It was the beer had one. There's a nefesh achayim in Shar Aleph, even from the Prokim Tesvov onwards, is bevayer that the neshama of a yid is not such a poshta thing. And he says that be'etzem we see the neshama. I'm going to say very quickly what he's saying. Regel achas. We see the neshama in three different ways, primarily. We see it mikoyach, the movement in the guf, maisa, the guf does. We see it mikoyach, the dibur, and we see it mikoyach, machshava. If you think about it, how does a guf move? A guf's a lump of meat. How does it move? How does it do maisa? Bar kochach, there is some nekuda of chiyus in the guf. That nekuda of chiyus, some type of spiritual, I don't have to call it roughly, some type of spirituality in the guf which makes the guf move. That's the soul. And how does the person speak? It's even more interesting. And how does a person think? That's even more interesting. A person has a brain. The brain's a lump of meat. How's that lump of meat think thoughts? Parents says, there's something spiritual in the men. So Chazal HaKadoshim, in these three different mechidas, the three different ways you see the soul, they give it three different names. They call it nefesh, that's the chelik haguf. Ruach, the chelik hadibu. Neshame, the chelik hamachshav. But a mensch has these three things. Nefesh, Ruach, and Neshamah. Says Nefesh HaChayim, they're all kosher to each other. They're like a ladder. The lowest chelik is the Nefesh, and the higher chelik is the Ruach, and the higher chelik is the Neshamah. We understand the very simple thing. When a person does Maisim, that's more Gashmi. When a person Machshava is a more Ruchni, more spiritual, call it that. More spiritual, less ruchni, less physical. A dibur is a chibur of machshava and maisa. Dibur is a person taking machshavas and giving, being megale the machshavas chutzo to other people. That's why you have a machloikas, exactly whether dibur is kabaisa domi or not kabaisa domi. What is the bechina of dibur? Dibur is a connection. So dibur is more spiritual than maisa and less spiritual than machshav. And they're connected one to the other. In fact, he brings from the Zohar Kodesh that the sulam which Yaakov Avinu saw is the Yiddish neshama, which is a ladder which goes up and up and up, nefesh, then the ruach, then the neshama. And what's the top? Vashem, I made all of. At the top, it goes to what's called the Shoresh Neshama. You find in some story it was called the Chelek Elokam Imal. But at the end of the day, this Neshama, this huge ladder, fuses together Kiviyachol with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he says that the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu connects each chelik, the top part of the neshama, the nefesh rather, is connected to the ruach. And in some ways, it's considered to be the ruach. That's why he explained something very interesting. Kores is that the nefesh is cut off from its shoresh. Chmonel it's not. Literally, it's cut off. See, you only find kores in nefesh. The nichrusu anafoshe, so you'll never find the loshen kores by anything other than the nefesh. Because the ruach is never nichras. And he says that even though the nefesh could be nichras, that there's a thread which connects the nefesh to the ruach, and that is be'etzim considered ruach, and that's never nichras, and that's how a person who does an avera, the result is cutting off his nefesh through the koyach tshuva, he could reconnect through that little thing, that little connection to the ruach. Like you find in the goof, sometimes a person can lose an aver, but if it's connected, still you can re-sew it back and it can reconnect. Al kolponim, the ruach is connected to the neshama, the same way the top of the ruach would be considered the bechiras neshama. The top of the neshama is the shorish neshama, the chelik and the kavima. He says that this yesoid, this yesoid, that the chelik ha'elyon of the nefesh has a bechinas ruach and is never nichras, says is what we call the rotzen pnimi of a yid. And if you look in Perek Yud Ches, Shara Ala, Perek Yud Ches, there's a Hagor. He said a very interesting thing. Lichoyer, this is all Sisrei Torah. He says, well, he's just said that the chelik elyon of the nefesh is never nichras, but is always there. Haynu rotzon apnimi amachte nefesh biyisrael mitzad ha'yiro einu nifsekes lo'olam. Va'ayin Rambam sof perik beis mehilchos gerushin bedin get me'usa. He says this yisrael you'll find in the Rambam. Tahaynu people clear shaila whether the Rambam knew Kabbalah or didn't know Kabbalah. The pashas says he didn't know Kabbalah. The Chidah brings days that the Sof Yomim did know Kabbalah. It's irrelevant. Because Torah is one Torah. And the Torah of the Rambam is Torah's emes. So the Torah of the Rambam, Yad HaChazaka, is Halacha, is Chitzonius of the Torah, the Nigla of Torah. But if you'll understand that, you can understand, you can learn the whole Rambam, but there are Kabbalah in the previous. Mashgiach said, Kama Pomim, that when you finish learning Shas or Poskim, but there are Nigla, when? Then one has to learn it again, but there are Nista. To learn Oish Mekadish. Oh, Kabbalah. You have to learn Shnai Moitzi. Mama Kabbal, Mama Tzir. Bederech HaKabbal. So we have a lot to do. What's the Rambam say? The Rambam says, now we'll come back to earth. It's a Rambam. You have to get so nervous. Misha Adin Noisi, Alocha Chof, Perik Beis Chof. Misha did noise, Chikovi noise, and a garish is Ishtoi, the Rots and a garish. Best in Chaniso, Bachal Mokum, and Chal Zman, Maki noise, and Chayome Roitzadi. The Yichta of a get, the who get posh. If best in Pasi has to give a get, they can give him Malchus until he gives the get, until he says Roitzadi, and then the get's posh. And Lamai says a big kasha. Because if you force somebody to give a get has to be given Baratzen. If a get's forced, it's a possible get. So how is this? This guy does not want to give a get. And the Bezdin are beating him until just before his Neshama's Yotze, and should become Muteris anyway, because it should become an Almona. There's a straight drop into Isha Yotze's. So he decides he doesn't want it to matter her as almana. So he says, okay, he agrees, right, Sa'ani, he's going to give the get. Like the Rambam, isn't that the get me'usa? Isn't that a get thing? The lomel and bittul gets it. Shahari hu odus. Maybe ad goyim, maybe ad yisoil, if the best thing, get the goyim to do it. So the Rambam. Listen carefully. She'ein oimrim onus ela lemi shenilchatz v'nidchak la'asuz dova she'einu mechuyiv min ha'toyra la'asuzoy k'goyin mi shehuka ad shemocha od shenosan. Onus is only when somebody is beaten to do something she'loy al pi toyra. Amo mi shetokfa yitzroi hara levatum mitzvah la'asuz aveira. A person is a yitzahara who takes over the mensch and makes him be mevatel a mitzvah or to do an aveira, v'huka ad she'osa dove she'chayim la'asoysa ad she'nisrachik v'dove she'osa la'asoysa, and he's beaten until he actually comes and does what he's mechuyev to do. Ein ze onus mimenu elahu onas atzmo v'day tarah. That's not called onus. The yetzahara part is the onus. The Hainu, the Choy, the Lomdus is, what's honest? Honest is when somebody does something he doesn't want to do. In order to decide something's honest, you have to decide two things. A, what does he want to do? And B, what is he being forced to do? But we think that this guy does not want to give the get, and he's being forced to give the get, therefore he's honest. Of the Rambam, you're wrong. Ayid always wants to the Torah mitzvahs. Neficha,
Ze she'eda roitze legarish. Me'acha shu roitze liyos b'Yisrael. Roitze hu lasus kol ha-mitzus l'israchim min ha-veyus. The rotzen of the yid is a new Torah mitzus. 1 second, I see him doing ha-veyus. This guy says, I'm not interested in listening to Bezdin. You told me I have to divorce my wife. I don't want to. So the Rambam, you do want. But etzim the rotzen, what he really wants is yet to be the character of mitzvahs. And the onus part is this yetzer hara, which is telling him not to do it. Roitzer hu lasus kol ha-mitzvahs and israchim min ha-veyus. The yetzer hu shetokfoy. And the yetzer is the ma'anis. The kivin shehuka at shetoshash yetzroi. The omar roitzer ani kwa girish liritzoi. But the Bia Hadova says that Nefesh HaChaim is that every yid has a rotzen pnimi, tiferayim. In his nefesh, there is a rotzen pnimi to be mekayim Torah mitzvahs. But the Yetzer is ma'an, is him, and a person, the Yetzer takes hold of him, and he does things which his rotzen pnimi doesn't want to do. If you give him malchus, then the Yetzer will stop. Then when he says Roitzani, that's the Rotzen Pnimi. What is that Rotzen Pnimi? I'll ask you another question. What's Rotzen? Where does Rotzen come from? I want to do something. Where does Rotzen come from? So a lot of times Rotzen means the Yetzer. Where does he come from? The Yetzer is telling him to do things. Comes from Taiva. Comes from Midas Royal. That's a lot of times the person says he wants. And a lot of times it's not true, he wants. What's the real truth? My Yetzer wants. But I decided to listen to him. Of a Rotzen Pnimi. Very tifa ratzon. Where does that come from? Where is there such a thing as a person wants? Why all of a sudden does he want? So the nefesh ha-chayim becomes from the pnim shebe-pnim of his neshama. Why? Because a yid is connected, his nefesh is connected to his ruach, and his ruach is connected to his neshama. The neshama is connected to the shoresh neshama, to the chelik elokam bimal. Utif tiferayin, at the top of this whole ladder, is taka Hashem Yisparach. And that's the makar of all the ratzoinus hatoivoy. And that ratzon gets sent down. He gets sent down through his Shoresh Neshama, and then to his Neshama, and then to his Ruach, and at one point, which bats him in the Ruach, but never mind why, the Mensch has to be Boiche. And the Mensch is the Boiche. Do I want to go after that Rotzen Pnimi? Keneged. He suddenly got a Taiva, which came from the Midas Rois, Tiferayin in his Nefesh, and that sends up, I want to do this. And the Rotzen Pnimi says, no, don't do that. It's an Aveira. And a person has to paskin. I'm going to, well, who am I going to listen to? My Rotzen Pnimi, my Rotzen Chitzoini, the Yetzer HaTov, or the Yetzer Ra, as we call it. Bav Kol Ponim, the Rotzen Pnimi. The Shoresh Hadov is where he connects with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Nefesh HaChaim says that that is called the Rotzen Pnimi in the Nefesh is called the Ruach because it's the Bechinas Ruach. If he's there, we can begin to understand the Shneikah. We ask the question. You tell me if the air ha, we're supposed to bring the Shekhinah. So how do we bring the Shekhinah? So the Shekhinah comes to the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Oh, but Shekhinah shachati b'soich ha b'soich leim kol echad v'echad. Where's the Shekhinah? That Rotzen Pnimi. That Kesher with HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lamala. That comes down and says to the Yid, do Torah Mitzvahs. You want to do Torah Mitzvahs. That's Shekhinah B'toich Leiv Kol Echad Ve'Echad. The trouble is that we're in this world with all the nisyonis of this world, and this world tells us, do this and do this and do this. Don't listen to the Ratz of Pnimi. That's the Milchama. When they built the Beis HaMikdash, they built the Ohel Moed, they were told to bring Yevi'ei Ha, they have to bring the Shekhinah. And the Aruch Haim tells us, only the Divleiv can bring the Shekhinah. Shnei Lamaisa, what happened? Vayavoyu kol ish asher nesa'oi liboi v'choil asher nodva ruchai aisai heviu es trumas asher. What's this nodva ruchai aisai? Oh, that Ratzon Pnimi, the Bechinas Ruach. The Malbim says there's the Ruach and the Leiv. The Ruach is the Pnimius of the Leiv. Nodva ruchai aisai. It came from that Ratzon Pnimi. Zokta Aruch Haim HaKadosh here. That everybody was either in the category of the Nesa'i Libay, or they were not Baruchai. Nobody was forced to do anything. Heviu es Trumas Hashem Bimelech es Oyal Bayi. What's Truma Sashem? What's the Ramban say Truma Sashem is? Chilash Chil. Is Vayava, you call Isha Shedisau Liboy. But the Rachayim HaKadosh says, what's the difference between Nesau Liboy and not Baruchai? Mary Dikapshat, he says. He says, there are people who have the Diva slave, they're going to be Noidev. They want to give. But they give Api what Sichli is thick to give. And there are some people whose lay lifts them up, Nesai Levi, to give even more than they can give, or even more. You can't give more than you can give. You can't give more than you have. But you can give more than it's the Seichel to give. So there were two categories of people. There were the people who were Nesai Levi. They came and going to give as much as they can. What are you leaving over? Nothing. Give it all to the Mikdash. And there are those who's not Baruchai. Heviyu es Trumas Hashem Limleches Oy Helmoyid Ulechol Aveidosol Bigdei HaKodesh Meredik Ezach Vayavo Anoshim Al Anoshim Kol Nidiv Leiv Heviyu Choch Von Esim Tabaz V'chubas Kol Klisah. He says they gave all their jewelry away. After this Maisa, there was a woman who had a necklace. Meredik Ezach. And then there are the people, the Choli Shasha Hegif Tzgufa Zav. People had Zav, they came, they brought the Zav. V'chulu v'chulu. Is the Nedivah slave brings the Shechina. Because the Nedivah slave is from the Pnimius, from the Mensch. Aye, you'll tell me one second. There were two Trumas in the Oil Mishko, in the Oil Mayet. There was the Machzis HaShekel. In case we forgot what we learned last week, so we learned it again yesterday, Parsha Shkoli. The Rashi says there were three trumas there. Okay, so one was for Korbanos, Machzis HaShekel for Korbanos. That doesn't go into the Binyan Mishkan. But in the Binyan Mishkan, there was Machzis HaShekel, and Machzis HaShekel, everybody is equal. Everybody is forced to give, and it's not the same getter as we've been saying. And then there was the Nediva slave. Elochanami. Because there's one Tanai which you also need. We want to bring the Shekhinah. And the Shekhinah comes from the Nediva slave. But what are you going to bring? When a person wants to have shaykhus to shechidah. So he's got to be misyachis to this rotten plimi, the plimi is meliboy. How's he going to do it? It has to be al pi halacha. Chas v'shalom that a person will come and think that whatever I want, I'm going to bring shechidah. That was last week's parasha. That was the mistake of the Egel Azar. They wanted shechidah, says the Rabbani Ben Ezra. They wanted shechidah. Moshe Rabbeinu is nishdar. Moshe Rabbeinu is shechidah medabes not groinoi. And they made cheshbonos. And let's build an Egel. And let's build a Zav. And they weren't so wrong. If you learn the Ramban and you understand the Ramban, you'll see why they were right. Lechoyah. Except they were wrong in one prat. It was awesome. Go on. You can have as much cheshik as you like, but it has to be al pi halacha. In halacha, in shulchan aruch, every yid's the same and every yid's mechuyuf. Shulchan aruch tells us the framework of our avodas Hashem. Shulchan aruch is the basis and the foundation of avodas Hashem. In shulchan aruch, every yid's the same. In shulchan aruch, whether you like it or you don't like it, this is what you have to do. The Machzis HaShekel. What did they use the Machzis HaShekel for? In the Binyan HaOyel? For the Adonim. The Adonim map out where is the Shechina going to be. You put 40 Adonim here, 40 Adonim here, 20 Adonim here, exactly like this. 5 over here, 4 over here for the Paroiches. That's the Adonim. And that establishes where exactly the Shechina is going to be. That's Bechinas Halacha. Bechinas Halacha, Adal Lo Yamid, Oshe Lo Yarbe, everybody's in. Machzis HaShekel. Memashkini Lal HaShkolim, Bechuyim, 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 every single person has to. But that's Bechinas Halacha. Halacha is Gematria Kli, it's the Kli for Avodas Hashem. And on that basis, we'll now build a tremendous binyan which will house the Shechina. That's the Diva Slave. That we can't tell you. You're mechuyev, you're not mechuyev, you have to want it. That you have to bring your vi'eha, your cheshik, your avas Hashem, your desire for avodas Hashem, that you have to bring yourself. It has to be on the basis of the Adoni, on the basis of Aloha. Then you can build this beautiful binyan. Rabbi Yisai, where was the shoyrish of the oil moed? The shoyrish of the oil moed was in Kriyas Yamsuf. In Kriyas Yamsuf, Klal Yisrael said, Zeh Keili! It was tremendous gilu shchina. And Kol Echo Me'echo pointed, Zeh Keili, they could see. Afilu Shivcha Shebayam. Shivcha. The Shivcha Alayam. A Shivcha saw more than Yechezkel ben Buzi, who describes the whole Meisim Merkava, the beginning of Sefer Yechezkel. The Chazal say that on the by Kriyas Yamsuf they saw more than that. And what did they say? Zekeli va'an vehu. So the Targum va'an vehu evnelei ben Midosh. I'll build, I want to have this Keli, I want to have him completely, I want to have him, the Shechina with me, continually. I'm going to build a Beis HaMikdash, so that I'll have the Shechina B'tachtoinim, permanently. Ze Keli Van Veyu. Uchazal HaVadoh HaDrosha Van Veyu. Rashi says, the taich aposhet of Anveyu is asafet noyoy. I'll show how beautiful he is. Chazal drosha of Anveyu, he's not elephant of the mitzvahs. There's no gvul to how much you can be misnoy with mitzvahs. Is it bechiri yemechuyev? Atshlish? He do mitzvah atshlish? And then? Why? He's not of one of the mitzvahs. That's what brings the Shechina. But mitzvahs, halacha. You can't bring a beautiful orange for Talit Minim. You have to bring an Esther, get a kosher Esther, and it has to be all the Hilchas Esther. And then he's not of one of the mitzvahs. You can't bring, decide that you want to make golden tefillin. He's not of one of the mitzvahs. And you can't decide, I think I should have 5 kashas in my tefillin. I'm going to be frumer than everybody else. No. Has to be with the Adonim. Al pi Shulchan Aruch. But al pi Shulchan Aruch. Then this ain't saf. How much you're hisnail of fun of. More and more and more to put in the mitzvahs with the cheshek hapnimi. Because that brings the Shechina. The Derech Hashem. He says in Chedik Aleph, Perik Dalet, Ois Ches. And Ebi Mashes Or Sheyag Be'odah Ba'atzmai Hu Ha'ava Vayir Le'boiro Yisbarach. She is boided al goydul rebe musa yisbarach shemoi ve oitzib shiflus ha'odom vi achni atzmo lefon of yisbarach shemoi yeivo shmer rebe musa vi echoy sheik o nisave niyois min ha'oivdim lefon of. A person has to have a cheshi, is to want and to have a taiva to be from the oivdim lefon of lehis halel misil osoi. They should praise himself. What's he praising himself with? Al Yisalel Oshe Ba'oshoi. I was just in America. The Mokka, which is called Kulai Ashiri Bi Mishalel Ba'oshoi. Oy Manoira. That whole society there is the Hepecha Gomor of any of this. Tachlis Bi'is Adam is Ashiris, Ashiris, Ashiris. The nicer the house the mensch has, the more choshev the car he has, and all the zachen walks around with choshev and begodim. Ah, the tachlis ha'adam. Nein, zogt the novi al yishalel oshe v'oshrei. Then there are the people who work out, mamish yoimo v'layla, muscles mamish stronger than an ari until the ari attacks him. Try to be like an Ari or try to be like a Tzvi. No, what Chazal say. Gibur Kari lasus ritzoin of Ichor Yoshevayim. Gibur Kari to fight an Ari. And Rotsky Tzvi to win the Olympics. Kal Kadeshe so you can face. No, lasus ritzoin of Ichor Yoshevayim. El Bezois Yishalel Yishalel. Haskel Vyodea Oisi. What is chashuv? Before we come to this, what did we come to this world for? One thing, Rabbi. Has to be a day oisi. A person has to be choshek u'misavin yosmina oivdim lefonav lehishala u'misil osoi u'lishtabeach migdul osoi ki eila heimem tsoim chazokim amakarvim o'odem el boira. It's a plea atzuma. Because in the last few years, Talmud Torah has become very popular. Learning Daf HaYomi in every shul, and people are learning Daf HaYomi. Okay, so there are the people who do the Daf, and there are people who learn the Daf. And there are people who are going to all sorts of institutions, and they're learning Torah. And Gvaldik, so much Limud Torah. When you come to the davening, it doesn't exist. Lichayre, the Torah should be mekarev. People, the next shtickel in the Derech Hashem, he says the Torah is from the biggest mekarev. So if there's so much Talmud Torah, why isn't the davening better? Why isn't the ruchnius better? We don't see the ruchnius is improved. Fakir, the gashrus is improved. I see they were advertising all sorts of programs for Pesach. cholila that a person should make Pesach at home anymore.
Well, all there's a dollar showing all of them.
Gourmet catering.
What's the way? Because people want to be mahader. In Simchas Yom Tov, that's the Yisod.
It would say Hidur in Simchas Yom Tov. No, Hashem. I'm a gourmet catering. As I say, a Yiddish musig gourmet catering.
Mivalich Leis gourmet catering is taken from the French ballet taiva. The achila is the matora b'flei atzma, and all the other narishkeiten. Please, I don't know, what does a person need a spa for on Pesach? I don't exactly know what a spa is. Then I grace that I'm a horrid, excuse me. And a gym and a thing. And then there's also the dafayoyi. And a few of them have well-stocked base medrash. So I asked somebody once last year, 2 years ago, was it one of these programs? What's the well-stocked place? Really, what they had? Yeah, they had a few art scroll things. And how many people were using the well-stocked place of Edrish? Only me, he said. I didn't want to embarrass him. How many people were using the spa? It's basically spas and stuff, which are rabbi or yochid. How many people are using the spa? And how many people were the gourmet catering? And that, let me start there. Everybody was there. That's chayrus. It's back to Mitzrayim. That's back to Mitzrayim, to be like Paroi. What happened? How does the Torah not change people?
Teretz is, if all the limud Torah is just an intellectual pursuit, so it's not going to change them. What are we here for? We're here for Olam Hazeh, and part of the culture of Olam Hazeh is to learn a bit. Oh, but we're here for Olam Hazeh. Oh, we're choishik liyos oivdim lefano. Because we're here as a proisler for Olam Abba. We have to get close to Shechina. V'chein ta'aseh ledoiros. We have to get close to Shechina. And to get close to Shechina, is we became a aloche with cheshek, with ava, with yira lefanov, with the divas lei, with the divas haruach, with the plebeius, and then our mitzvahs, our Torah, our davening will all be avoidas Hashem. And we will be the Heichal Hashem, v'shachanti besoicham besoich leiv kol echot ve'echot. Aboy say, we can do it, each one of us, from our bechina. The more we have cheshek v'avodas Hashem, the more we'll have cheshek v'avodas Hashem. The more we have cheshek v'avodas Hashem, the closer we'll get to Hashem. The closer we get to Hashem, the more cheshek we'll have for Hashem. Beshachanti besoicham besoich leiv kol echot ve'echot.